In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Please be advised. This episode contains explicit language, scenes of sexual assault, violence, and other dangerous situations. Not advised for children under the age of 17.
Morning, Princess.
Oh, it's 5 p.m.
Yeah, but you've been sleeping all day. God damn, you look like shit, man.
If you're gonna be mean, at least be funny. Fuck, it's snowing.
It started last night. You've been high that long?
You think the roads will be plowed?
No, this is Chicago, man.
I don't know what that means.
It means leave early.
Fuck, I'm already running late. I need your piss.
No, you've been passed out since a needle hit your arm yesterday.
Yeah, that's why I fucking need it.
No, that sucks because I don't have to pee.
Are you really picking today to do this?
No, how is today different than any other day?
Fuck. Whatever.
What is that?
What?
The envelope you're holding.
Nothing. Just some references. Leah's gonna help me get a job.
So if Tara shows up again today, I can send her away for good?
No. Maybe I won't work for burnout, but I need the dope.
You know you're out on conditional release, right?
I know.
Did you know you're really fucking up your reentry to society?
Yeah, I know.
Now you're gonna end up back in prison, Sam. Back in prison or dead.
I know.
Q-Code presents Baraska. Created by Rebecca Klingel. Starring and produced by Cole Sprouse.
Yes? Okay, I'll send him in. Leah's ready for you.
Come on in, Sam. You can go home now, Alice.
Do you want this open or closed?
Open, since you need to go pee in a cup for me.
Leah, if I do that today, I'm going back to jail.
Close the door. What's going on, Sam?
Nothing.
Why can't you take a urine test for me?
You know why.
We need to talk about rehab.
Yeah, who's gonna pay for that?
I think I have a number here. We can see about a waiting list for...
You wanna hear the end of the story or not? Isn't that why I'm here so late? To satisfy your curiosity?
That is not the only reason.
Let me tell you the end. And if you wanna find the number, I'll take it.
All right. But we'll discuss this after you finish telling me what happened in 2008.
Do you remember where we left off?
Yeah. Kimber was dead.
Sam! Hey, Sammy! Where you going? You flew out of here like a bat out of hell this morning.
Going to find Kimber.
Sam, Kimber's in California. You're wasting your summer.
Is she? because Kyle and I found her fucking bed out in the woods yesterday, on the mountain.
What? What makes you so sure it was her bed?
Because it was. And we ran into Cleary and two of his deputies.
They're my deputies, Sam.
Cleary let Ramirez punch Kyle in the face.
Are you telling me that...
I told you what happened. Now I'm leaving. Let go of my door.
You and I are going to have a conversation tonight.
If I'm home.
Oh, you will be home. And I thought you were in a fight with Kyle. Did you kids make up?
Not really.
Then I don't...
Let go of the door.
Sam? Dare drive away in that fucking car. Get back here right now or I swear you'll never...
Your boyfriend's not here.
I'm not playing games with you today, Parker.
Hey, stop! I told you!
Parker.
Jesus, you look...
You heard it too?
Come outside. That scream could have been for her dad. We don't know anything.
No. You don't know anything.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means what it obviously means. You're so desperate for the truth, Sam. So fucking desperate, you stare right through it.
All right. What's the truth, then?
Your dad's not looking for Kimber. He never was.
I need to get gas before we head up the mountain this morning.
Okay, man. Whatever you say.
I can't believe you're smoking out here. Everyone can see you.
Don't give a fuck.
Sam?
Oh, fuck.
Hey, Sam. You coming into work this week? Emmeline's been covering a lot of your shifts. Owen has, too.
I'm sorry. I've just... My friend is...
Is that weed?
Yeah. Why? You want some?
You know you can't smoke that out here. Sam, you should really know better. You're the sheriff's kid.
He knows. Congrats, by the way.
Congrats on what?
Her baby. She's in the same pregnancy group as my mom.
You're pregnant?
Yes, Sam, you knew that.
I didn't know that. You said...
Of course you did. We talked about it when Owen came in a couple of weeks ago.
But he said that...
Find someone else to cover his shifts. He's not coming in today or tomorrow or any other day this week.
What? What could possibly be so important, Sam?
Our friend Kimber is missing.
Is that the Destaro's girl? Is she missing in California?
She never went to California.
Everyone knows. Her father packed up the car after his wife's funeral and took off. I know I heard she went with him.
You heard wrong.
Well, where do you think she is then?
She's at Barrasca, Mira.
Isn't Barrasca that scary story we used to tell each other as kids? The place on the mountain where bad things happen?
Yeah. We're looking for it.
Oh, boys, it doesn't exist.
It fucking does.
No, it doesn't. And anyone who's ever gone looking for Barrasca hasn't come back.
Is that supposed to scare us? We've been looking for it for days, and we keep coming back to this shithole of a town.
You shouldn't be doing that. It's dangerous out there.
We don't really care.
Sam.
Let's go, Kyle.
Sam.
Nice seeing you, Mira.
Sam, hang on. You can't just...
I can. Oh. And I quit.
Wait, you can't quit. You can't just leave me here to run the store all by myself and pilot it. Sam!
There's the mirror again.
Mile marker 9.
Maybe we should, We've been going in circles for days. This is a big mountain range. Why are we always in the same place?
I don't know. Maybe because we're exhausted. Or maybe Mira's right and Baraska doesn't exist.
Mira. Fuck. How is she pregnant? You know, 2 weeks ago I heard her and her husband arguing about how they were infertile. I know I fucking did. I told you about it.
Yeah, I remember. But Mira's 16 weeks along, according to my mom.
That's bullshit. It's absolute bullshit.
A lot of shit in this town is. I'm starting to see.
What about that way? You know, we've never gone up before.
Up the cliff?
It's not a cliff. It's like 10 feet.
All right. Well, ladies first.
See? It's not that hard. Fuck. I gotta quit smoking.
God damn it.
Shit. Lay off the burritos, man.
It's the weed.
This is new.
How have we never stumbled upon this clearing before?
What's that?
What?
That. Over there, see?
I think it's bones. Oh, shit. It's bones. This thing is huge. What is it? An elk?
It's not an elk.
And what is it?
Look.
Holy shit. It
says mile marker 49.
Who was 49?
Come on, let's keep going.
Seriously, do you know?
It's Phoebe.
Phoebe Dranger? How do you know that?
Phoebe had horses. Let's keep going.
It's been dark for hours. My flashlight is dying. Do you have batteries on you?
Nope. Bring more tomorrow.
At least we found something new today.
Yeah, not much else.
We can start there in the morning, though.
Yep. Do you hear that?
The music?
Yeah, the fucking music. Where's that coming from?
Ambercott, man. It's the Baraska party for the scream last night.
Oh, no. Fuck no, they're not.
Kyle! Kyle! Kyle, wait! You can't do anything to stop this, man! Kyle, wait!
Hey! Dude, what the fuck, Landy? Get out, get the fuck out of here. What the fuck is this? Shut this down.
Shut what down? You lost your fucking mind.
Kyle, chill.
Is that fucking Saunders?
Yeah, with Mike.
Is he doing fucking whippets?
Mother should have swallowed that one.
Saunders!
Oh, fuck. Come on, Kyle. I'm too tired for this shit.
Hey, Saunders!
Hey, Landy. What's up?
Are you fucking kidding me?
What?
You're seriously at Kimber's Baraska party.
You don't know that it's Kimber's.
She was the last one that went missing, you fuck.
It's a party, Landy. Lighten up.
Don't fucking touch me.
You knew her, Phil. How can you celebrate this shit?
What, man, you two were just at a Baraska party a couple weeks ago. You don't think that girl's friends and family weren't missing her? But you were still celebrating? Shit, Walker was trying to get laid. Oh, how'd that work out, by the way?
Fuck you, Phil.
Okay, so not good. I thought your hat was kitsch, if it makes you feel any better.
You didn't just know her, Phil. You fucking loved her.
I didn't love her.
You told her that. You told her you did.
Yeah, I say a lot of shit to girls.
Hey, get off him!
Shut up, Mike.
What the fuck? You lied to her, told her you loved her, and then you go to her goddamn Baraska party, you whip it like she means nothing?
Hey, get off of him, man!
Chill, Mike.
Hey, let go of me, you asshole!
You know he deserves it.
Hey, we need to stop the fight.
It's not our fight.
I think you broke my fucking rib. God, please! Please, just stop! I'll stop. You're not fucking worth it, Saunders. You never were.
See? I told you they would sort it out.
Yeah, fuck, Sam.
Come on. I can't fucking be here.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Why are you doing that?
I can't lift my arm up. I think that fucker broke a rib, maybe two.
Do you need to go to the doctor?
Hell no, I hate hospitals.
So, back at it tomorrow?
Yeah, we can start at the horse.
Are you going to be able to hike with broken ribs?
Don't have a choice. Doctors can't do anything about a broken rib anyway.
Alright, maybe ice it. You fucked up your face too.
5 tomorrow.
The sun's not even out until after 6.
Fine, I'll see you at 6.
Okay. Where's Kyle? He didn't answer my text.
Left early.
Early to go where?
Hiking or something.
What are you doing up so early?
Never went to bed, pussy.
You're a real insufferable prick, Parker.
Yeah. Hey, you got any weed?
Hey.
Where are you?
West of the Prescott Rim Trail.
We said 6, fucker. How'd you even get over there?
Walked.
Christ, that's fucking miles. What time'd you get up?
Early.
Parker wake you up with a girl he had over?
Is that what he told you? Park didn't have a girl over. He was up all night playing Club Puffin.
Fucking shocker.
Can you meet me at the West Trail parking lot with food?
Are you asking me to buy you food? You know I just quit my job yesterday.
3 breakfast burritos and no fucking tomatoes. You tell Whittaker if you put sour ass fruit on my burritos again.
All right, no tomatoes. Jesus.
I can meet you down there in about 30 minutes.
Good. I thought of something else we can try. I'll see you in 30. Damn. What'd that burrito do to you?
Fuck off, I'm starving.
How long have you been out here?
Early.
How early?
3-ish.
Jesus, we need help.
Well, we don't have any. It's just you and me. Where's my Sprite?
You didn't ask for Sprite.
I'm sure this is Whittaker's fault somehow.
You seem different today.
Just tired of the bullshit.
Still can't lift that arm, can you?
Nah, still worth it, though. Fuck Saunders.
I don't know what Kimber ever saw in that guy.
Yeah, well, trust me. If there's a fraction of a shred of a redeeming quality in a person, Kimber will see it.
I have to wonder what she finds redeeming about you, then.
Fuck knows. So what's your idea?
Okay, you remember that lady we met at the Baraska party? The History Society one?
Yeah, Catherine.
Yeah, sounds right. How'd you remember that?
I told you. I never forget a pretty lady's name.
Maybe you're just some sort of idiot savant.
What's a savant?
I don't know.
Now who's the idiot? Okay, so wait, what about Catherine?
I was drunk that night, but I remember her being pretty loose-lipped. About everything around here, the past and stuff.
Yeah, but she didn't tell us anything interesting. I get the feeling she doesn't really know shit.
Well, maybe, but we could still try and track her down and see if she has any pieces that we don't have.
It's worth a shot. I don't know how much longer I can do this before I kill myself anyhow.
Why the fuck did you just say that? Is that why you're so peppy today? You're thinking of fucking killing yourself?
No. Or maybe?
Dude.
It's Kimber, man.
I know. and we're gonna get her back. Don't talk like that.
There's no me without her.
We're going to find her. We are. Just, damn. Don't say that shit, dude.
You're my best friend. I tell you pretty much everything.
Do you know where Catherine lives?
No idea. I do know that the Historical Society has an office in Drisking High, though. Downstairs where the biology labs are. It's weekday. She could be there.
Let's go find out. It's already weird being back here. We missed graduation.
Wasn't gonna go without Kay.
I wasn't gonna go at all. I never wanted to see the inside of this place again. So where are we going? I thought it was just biology in the computer lab down here.
See that door next to the fire exit?
All the way at the end?
Yep.
I thought that was janitorial shit.
Janitorial shit in the closet the school rents out to Drisking history people.
You know, with all the money the city has, you'd think they'd spring for a nice office. It's a government job, right?
You'd think. Nothing makes sense in this fucking place.
Should we knock?
Nope. Heard you from a mile away. This place echoes.
Hey, Catherine.
I think that's the least suggestive tone you've ever used with me.
Yeah, well, he's dead inside. We were just wondering if we could ask you some questions about Drisking.
What are you doing here? Aren't you two high school graduates?
Actually, we're not sure. We should really find out if our grades were good enough to graduate.
Yeah, it's a photo finish for me.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to turn you away if you're here to learn. No matter how bizarre I find this, and I do find it bizarre. You can have a seat if you want, Kyle.
No, thanks.
Dude, just sit.
Okay, so what would you like to know about Drisking?
You have a lot of maps in here.
Yes, but that is not a question.
Where is Baraska?
Baraska the urban legend or Baraska the mine?
What do you mean, what mine?
Okay, have you two not Googled the word Baraska before?
Yeah, we have. It's like a storm, like a hurricane or something.
And?
And
also, it's a mine.
What fucking mine?
Okay, I love your enthusiasm for learning, but you need to tone it down a bit.
Sorry. So, what mine is Baraska? The McCaskey mine? The one with the dead kids?
Well, I don't actually know which one is the Baraska. There are dozens of iron mines in these mountains.
Okay, well, let's start with this. What is a Baraska?
All right. A Baraska is a mine that goes dry. Runs out of iron or gold or whatever they're mining. In the case of a mining system like ours, the first mine to run dry would be called the Baraska.
Where did the urban legend come from, then?
The local story? The monster story? I have no idea.
Which one is it? How do we find it? The first one, the Baraska.
Well, I don't think anyone remembers what...
Oh, trust me. There are people who remember. How do we find it?
Well, you can't. I don't know that that record exists. If it did, I would have it.
What if we needed to find this mine?
I guess you could go to every mine in the system. You'll find the Baraska, but you'll never know which one it is.
Trust me, we'll know.
How do we find these mines? Does one of the maps have all the mines on it? Or maybe it's online?
Well, it's not online yet, but I may have a map of the mines. Let me look. I've been slowly uploading all the paper records to digital. There's a scanner in the computer lab next door that I use, so if I do have a map of the old mines, it'd be in there.
Could you find it for us?
Sure, I'll look over the weekend, give you a call, and...
No, we need to know now.
Okay. All right, I mean, I can look, but no promises. Why are you so desperate to disprove this urban legend, anyway? Kids love it.
Oh, do they? Kids love it. Sam, you think Kimber is loving it?
Fucking chill. She's doing us a favor.
A huge favor. There's a lot of files in there. All right, just sit put, will you? Oh, it might be a few minutes.
Dude, what are you looking for?
Don't know.
She said the maps are in the other room.
Yeah, but there might be something here. Help me look.
Fuck. Okay. Oh, shit.
What did you find?
One of these drawers is locked. It's got a label. Drisking City Council only. What the fuck is the City Council?
Jimmy Prescott, open it.
It's locked.
So what?
Move.
Got it.
Oh, no, there's nothing in here. It's all permits, land deeds, bids from local contractors.
Fuck. I thought this was it.
No, it's just a bunch of...
What? What is that envelope you're holding? Does it say anything about the Baraska? For fuck's sake!
It's a list of the mines. There are almost 40 of them.
Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. Kimber doesn't have that kind of time. If she's still... If she...
She is. These records are extensive, though. They even show the year the mines were closed.
52, 49, 45. It would have been the earliest one, right? That's what she said.
Yeah. Oh, there. 39. 1939. That's it. That's the oldest date on here.
Which mine is it?
Drisking Underground Mine number 8.
Where the fuck is 8?
Shit, we need that map.
Okay, so the good news is that I found a map from the 80s. The bad news is that there are 37 mines over an area of 7 square miles. It's gonna be a year-long process for you to hit every mine.
That's fine. Are the mines on that map listed by number?
I think so. Yes, they are.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, please keep in mind that old mines are very dangerous and you should not get too close. Do you understand me? They're deadly.
Yeah, we won't get too close. Where is it? Tell me where I'm going.
I'm looking. It's... Fuck, there's a lot of mines here.
Okay, well, keep looking. I have to know where to drive. It's mine number 8.
Yeah, I fucking remember, man.
What do we do? Do we stop at home and get a baseball bat or some butcher knives?
Gun from your dad's safe, maybe?
I don't know how to get into a safe.
Oh, those motherfuckers. You gotta be kidding me.
Did you find number 8?
Yeah, I fucking found it.
Then where am I going?
West Trail parking lot.
You're fucking kidding me.
Nope. We're going back to Ambercott.
Those fuckers didn't even clean up after the party. And we're still gonna burn this treehouse down, right?
I'd burn it down right now if there weren't drunk people passed out inside.
And the triple tree, too.
Sam, we don't have time for this shit.
I always have to look.
It doesn't make a difference whose name is on the tree. Sam, let's go.
What the fuck?
Who cares? Let's go.
You saw it this morning, didn't you?
Saw what?
This. Your fucking name. That's why you've been so different today. You're almost fucking hopeful. No, relieved. You saw that you've been marked, and you want that? You want to fucking die, Kyle?
I want to be with Kimber.
What the hell would she say if she knew you were thinking this shit?
I don't know. Let's go find out.
I know you love Kimber, but...
You want to know the last thing I said to her before she walked out of the funeral? Make it quick. What the fuck is that? The last thing I say to someone I love before they die. Make it quick.
You were just worried about her. And you don't know that she's... not alive.
I want to be wherever she is, and if the triple tree wants me to, it can have me.
That's not gonna happen. That's not... Fuck, man.
Can you read this map?
Yeah. We gotta keep going northwest. God, it's getting hot. How long have we been walking?
An hour? How come we never went this way before?
Well, the area's too big. It was always a needle in a haystack situation.
But we had to try.
Yeah, we did. What's that? Is that another mile marker?
It's a vanity thing, I think.
It's half in the water.
It's a murky fucking pond. Don't get too close. How old do you think that vanity is? It's not a mile marker. There's no number.
Well, it can't be anything else.
Dude, no. What are you doing? The water's rank.
Seeing if there's anything inside the drawer.
I can tell by your face. What does it say inside?
Mile marker 33.
Jesus. Let's just keep going.
There's another one over there. Look. Other side of the pond.
That's kind of interesting.
A giant trampoline hanging from a tree? It's pretty fucking interesting.
How do they even get this shit up here?
It's mile marker 20.
The markers are getting more close together. We must be getting closer.
We are less than a mile, according to the map.
Keep going. Quietly.
Art easel. See it? Mile marker 39 written over the painting.
And there's like a weird wall thing. What is that? You've seen it before, haven't you?
It's a room divider. It's like a fashion screen that you change behind.
Who the fuck would want that?
Krista Portnick. I've seen it at her house. Looks like it's mile marker 44.
Fucking A.
Let's just keep going.
Only another half a mile or so, right?
Less, maybe. I mean, this map is approximate. We should keep it quiet, just in case.
I haven't heard any skinned men or shiny gentlemen out here today.
Yeah, that's what worries me.
Because they're off doing something to someone else?
Because it feels like they're letting us in.
There's something bothering me. All this stuff, it belonged to the missing, right?
Yeah.
So what's with mile marker 4? Post you found? Who owns a post?
It wasn't just a post.
What else was it?
There was something hanging on the post. A backpack, like for traveling or hitchhiking.
Oh. Let's go the other way.
Why can't we just go this way? It's the easiest. The trees get too dense over there.
Trust me when I say we need to go the other way, Sam.
What are you talking?
Hers, isn't it? I thought I'd seen it before.
My dad built this for her when she was first born. She still played with it into her teens. I used to tease her about it.
It's pretty big for a dollhouse. How did you miss that it wasn't in a room anymore?
Well, they don't let me go in Whitney's room. They never let me. Fuck. Fuck! He would have known it was missing. He would know that she wouldn't run away from home with an 80-pound dollhouse. He fucking knew she didn't run away. He knew. He always knew, didn't he? He fucking knew!
Yeah, man. I think he knew.
He lied to me. He knew what happened to Whitney, and he lied to me! He fed me bullshit and made me feel like I was crazy to bring it up. And all along, he knew what happened to her. He fucking sold my sister, man!
I know you're pissed, but we're close enough they could hear you.
Kill him!
Yes, I'm gonna help you, man, but you gotta stop. Stop! Stop! You're only gonna hurt yourself, man.
You were fucking right. Weren't you?
Doesn't feel much like an I told you so moment.
How could he do that? No, his daughter was taken and do nothing.
I don't know. There. Mile marker 45. Written on the little staircase you tore apart.
Let's just keep going.
You sure?
I'm sure.
We're close.
I feel like it too.
No, I see it. Look, through the trees, I see clean lines.
It's buildings.
Baraska stars Cole Sprouse as Sam Walker. Additional performances by Beau Knapp as Eric Tucker, Kristen Tepper as Alice, Lisa Edelstein as Leah Dixon, Mark Derwin as Graham Walker, Mace Cornell as Parker Landy, Daniel Weber as Kyle Landy, Kara Santana as Mira Daly, Michael Deary as Phil Saunders, Aramis Knight as Mike Sutton, Rebecca Field as Catherine Scanlon. Created by Rebecca Klingel. Directed by Stephanie Abel Horowitz and Tess Harrison. Produced by Rob Herding, Dave Henning, Brian Cavanaugh Jones, Fred Berger, and Cole Sprouse. Production executive, Tess Ryan. Original scoring composition by Darren Johnson. Recorded by Ryan Walsh, assisted by Neely Oftering. Edited by Ryan Walsh and Ben Melchev. Sound design by Maria Mora and Juan David Chaparro Perez for Audio 4 Media. Mix and mastering by Ryan Sanchez. Casting by Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli for Atomic Honey. Script supervisor, Sam Beasley. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanover. Assistant director, Miranda Sampson. Talent coordinator, James Gelberg. Artwork by Tomer Honka and Bryn Jones. Baraska is a Q-Code production.
Get ready for Tangents with Tyler and Todd, a brand new podcast that will be the newest addition to your weekly routine. Hi, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Todd, and we're your hosts, ready to dive in headfirst as we explore life's biggest questions. We were kind of caught up in other people's goals of what's normal.
And not for a moment did we let up the gas enough to think, what do we want? While giving ourselves permission to go completely off the rails. I don't think that dildo is, you can make it an adjective.
Dildoing?
Yeah.
Did I do that or did they?
It's giving comedy show with a sprinkle of soul searching on top. Premiering October 18th, Tangents with Tyler and Todd is your new go-to podcast that will make you laugh, cry, and question everything.
With new episodes every Wednesday, get ready to laugh, learn, and grow with us every week. Tangents is coming and you won't want to miss this.
Mark your calendars for October 18th and subscribe to Tangents with Tyler and Todd wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Carlos King, one of the most sought-after executive producers in reality television. I am thrilled to announce Reality with the King, where we'll discuss all things reality TV. I have interviewed everyone from NeNe Leakes, Teresa Giudice, and Kenya Moore. Each episode, we will rehash shocking portrayals, honey. Yes! Hilarious shade! And all the drama. Reality with the King podcast is available wherever you get your podcast.